So, tequila. You can't call everything that is made from agave spirit tequila. Sometimes you have to call it agave, but people have been making this spirit in the Karoo for years. Few, though, if any, have actually created a global brand. One of those people who's doing it is Sarah Kennan, founder of La Leona. But you can't call it tequila, can you, Sarah?
No. And the company is Leonista, but the company name is La Leona.
Okay, there we go. Leonista, La Leona. I'm getting my Leonas in a knot.
La Leona, yeah, it's all the same. I guess it's all the same.
Well, you know what? We're talking about it. You're not allowed to call it tequila, so what do you have to call it? What do you have to put on the bottle when you call it Leonista? What is it? Is it agave spirit?
So it's a little bit like champagne. You can't call it champagne if it's not made in France. You can't call it port if it's not made in Portugal. You can't call it tequila if it's not made in Tequila Town, which is an actual place in Mexico. And you can't call it mezcal either. So we call it 100% agave spirit.
How does that affect its marketability? Everybody knows tequila. Not everybody knows agave spirit.
Yeah. It's a challenge. But, you know, everyone who knows a good quality tequila or mezcal knows that it's 100% agave spirit. So it's made 100% from the plant. And so when they see agave spirit, they usually know that it's indicative of being a tequila or a mezcal. It's a little bit like if we couldn't call red wine a pinotage, you know, if it says wine or wine from or alcohol from grapes, it's a similar sort of situation. But yeah, it's definitely a challenge and it's not perfect. But we make it happen.
Your bottles are beautiful. Your branding is magnificent. The designs, while not Mexican, are evocative of Mexico. I think you've done that very, very cleverly.
Thank you. Yeah, we wanted it to look African, but be inspired by Mexico. So it's the lioness with the sugar skull design on her face. When you see the bottle, you get a feeling of tequila or mezcal or agave spirit. So you don't really need to see that on the bottle to know what it is.
You're winning lots of awards, and so that tells us the quality is good. But, when you're selling a product, it's about market acceptance. How do you get market acceptance for something that isn't tequila? It's not called tequila, it's called agave spirit. It comes from South Africa, which is not known for producing this stuff. Yes, we do wine. Yes, we make it well, but we're not renowned for it. How do you get that to market? Because you've been successful in doing so.
I mean, it's all about education for me. It's about, you know, for me, going to Mexico and having the experience that I had there, seeing the culture, how the way they drink it, the way they experience it, the way they make it into beautiful margaritas, that changed my whole experience around tequila and how I drink it. It's no longer a shooter experience. You know, it's slow sipping like a whiskey. It's making beautiful margaritas. So I wanted to bring that same culture that I was inspired by to South Africa and make it in the traditional way, make a premium agave spirit. So that's essentially what I've tried to do. And for all the events that we go to, for every video that we make, all the communication on our social channels, we're always trying to change people's experience around tequila that they've known before. You know, it's no longer the shooter experience, you know, bad experience. We want it to be a positive one, high energy, delicious, and just a positive experience.
How long have you been at it? How long have you been producing for?
We launched Leonista in November 2017. So we just had our third birthday a week ago.
But it takes forever for the agave plant to produce a heart, which is the core of the plant, which produces the mash from which you distill the spirit. I mean, that's a 12-year process.
Yeah, it's 8 to 12 years, depending on where it's growing and depending on the plant. So, it's an insanely long time, but it's worth it because the spirit that you get from the agave is very unique, very high energy. And you know what's great about the plant is it grows in arid conditions, you know, in deserts, you know, around in Mexico, obviously, and then here in South Africa. So it grows in areas where maybe not something else will grow. It grows symbiotically with wild animals or sheep or cattle. So you can utilize the land really well with this plant, and it doesn't need to be watered. So that's why I love the plant so much, and why the farmers in the Karoo grow it. It's an emergency food for their animals in times of drought.
So who planted the plants that you have extracted your spirit from a dozen years ago? Because, I mean, you've got to have thought ahead from, you know, 2017, you produced your first spirit. That means those plants had to be in the ground in 2005.
Yeah. So, as I said, luckily the farmers in the Karoo are very ingenious and they know they need an emergency bank for themselves. If ever there's a huge drought, you know, worse than they've ever had. So they were clever enough to have this agave around, and they planted it on their farms. Tim Murray is head of the Agave Association of South Africa. He's based in Vafreneck, and we get most of our agave from him. But his job is to create an industry around the agave plant because there's a lot of them growing. You know, they grow like weeds once you start planting them, which is great for me. But they just sit sort of dormant, or well, not dormant, but just, you know, they just sit doing nothing for probably most of their life. And his job is to kind of create an industry around these plants. So whether that's making agave spirit, making furniture, making surfboards, you know, there's so many uses for this plant. So basically I connected with him. I found the distillery and I connected all the dots and we launched, I launched Leonista. So I have the farmers in the Karoo and Tim to thank for having this agave around.
Sarah Kennan, thank you for chatting to us. The founder of the company, La Leona. The product is Leonista, and it is beautiful. No idea what it tastes like, but it's winning lots of prizes. And it's supposed to have flavor profiles that you find in Mexico. So I have no doubt it's going to take the world by storm.